Hello, everyone, and welcome to RHAP's coverage of Survivor South Africa, Philippines. I'm your host, Shannon Gates, here to do a deep dive with one of the fantastic contestants from this fantastic cast. I'm very, very excited about it. So please join me in welcoming the most positive contestant in Survivor South Africa, maybe in Survivor history, and also the season's resident lioness, Annalise Sainsbury. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hi, Shannon. It's lovely to have a chat with you. I've been listening to you this whole season, so it's lovely to actually chat in person.
Well, thank you for listening. I hope that we didn't get too much wrong. Just a lot wrong, but not everything would be.
No, I think you got me the best out of everyone, so that's why I'm a huge fan.
Oh,
for
well,
once.
That's great. Yeah, that's really good to hear, because I'm always predicting, we only see 46 minutes. That's like the
of
party
course.
Line. So yeah. We're just really just guessing, just throwing stuff at the wall, but I'm glad to hear that a lot of it was sticking.
Well, yes.
Thank you for being here. We're going to find out what actually happened now with your whole game.
Yes.
I want to start before the game, though, if possible, and talk a little bit. What was your experience with Survivor as a show? How much of it had you seen before you applied?
So I have never watched a full series series. So, yeah. I'm very competitive, so I've always known what's going on, and my husband's a huge fan, so I'd always watch in the background. Mm-hmm. And then, so I knew that when the ad came on for us to audition, I was like, I think I can do that. I always like doing something that's not normal and that normal people can't do. So I thought, this is it. So I applied, and then I got in. And when I got in, I was like, oh my word, let's start watching. Then I started watching, and then I stopped because I just thought, I don't know what I've let myself in for. But so not that much preparation went into getting on the island. But I think, like I said from the beginning, that it's a mental game. I don't think it obviously I've realized it has got a lot to do knowing the game as well. But in the end of the day, it's all mental and people.
Yeah, it's pretty diverse. Sometimes super fans get out first. Sometimes they win. There have
been
winners you've not seen anything. Winners who go out first. Like, it honestly just, you run the gamut. And trying to get into it once you've applied and got in, there's 30-something, almost 40 seasons now. That's a lot to open yourself up to at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, so, definitely.
So what was the application process like? Like, how long before going out to film did you have to kind of go through that process and then prepare to go on the show?
Yeah, so I entered in November, and so I just did that 3-minute video, which my daughter did for me, which was very bad. But anyway, and then I thought, let me pull out the gold bikini, which I think helped.
Oh, my God.
The process, because who has a gold bikini? Mm-hmm. And so I had that. And then the whole process was hectic because they checked everything. I had 3 medical checks, 5 mental assessments. I had to go up to Joburg for interviews. I had to, they checked if you're blacklisted, where you live, whether you're not lying. I mean, it was really crazy. And I thought to myself, at the end of the day, if I don't get in, at least I know I'm healthy and I'm okay. Because that's what they literally ticked every box.
Yeah, so, 3 medical checks. That's pretty good.
3, exactly. I know. Blood pressure, all that was good. So yeah. I was happy about that. And then we went on holiday with my family to Abu Dhabi. And then I was lying by the pool on the 16th. I think it was the 16th of December. And they said, can we Skype you? And I went upstairs and they said, you're in. Then I had 3 weeks before I physically had to leave for Survivor. So my holiday just came to abrupt end there. Just because I, wasn't that planned or prepared. Because it's such a long process, or it felt like such a long process, you kind of like in the end go, I don't know if I'm going to make this. You just kind of lose a little bit of interest. And then that call comes and then then mentally I had to prepare myself again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, nothing could prepare you, I don't think, for what you ended up facing.
No.
Especially in the beginning days. I want to talk about, getting to the island, starting the season. You get put on Luzon, which is one of the crazier tribes I think we've ever seen in Survivor history.
Yes.
Who did you immediately connect with on Luzon? Because we know that premiere episode is crazy. There's like 3 different power shifts. So who were the main allies that you had from the beginning?
The first person, and it was so obvious, was Shanae, because she said 3 swear words in 1 line. And I thought, I can do her. She's my gal.
Yeah.
So I basically walked with her on the beach, and I whispered in her ear and I said, it's far too early to make alliances or anything like that, but just let's each have each other's back. We're also both Afrikaans, which is the language we speak in South mm-hmm. Africa. So it was, you know, you immediately had a bit of a connection. And basically,
I was wondering with that, because obviously that's, you know, your first language. Did they not encourage you to speak yes. that? Because we always saw you obviously speaking in English.
No, Yana, we never were allowed to. We okay. wanted to gossip in Afrikaans, but they would just, that speaker would just hit you on the head every 5 minutes if we want to say something okay. in Afrikaans. So we would never said anything in Afrikaans. In fact, I never said anything that wasn't recorded, which is also crazy. But anyway,
yeah.
So I said to her, let's just have each other's back. And then when we started playing, or, you know, when things happened with Tom and Seamus and whatever, I was the first person to go. So immediately I knew that we would be together, because it was kind of, we had a bit of a connection, which is what I wanted right from the start. So I think, yeah, that was definitely my first person that I wanted to connect with.
Yeah. And then was there anyone you weren't getting along with very well at the beginning?
Yeah, I think Palesa and I hit a bit of head, well, just right from the start. I think just the way that I think I played my game and hers, and I don't know, there was just always like a bit of a vibe there, but not, you know, not dislike or anything. It was just in the end of the day, I realized why, also because, I mean, she also wanted to get me out. So I would say that would be the only one that we, I mean, she also wanted to cook all the time, and that was my job.
Yeah. Literally
so
your job.
It was a little bit of that kind of thing, a little bit of for us to get yeah. our little parts in the game kind of thing.
Both strong personalities as well. So sometimes, yes, you know, it either yes. works or it doesn't. Yeah. So
exactly.
The early alliance dynamics, obviously we see Ace is an original target. And then yes. it flips around on Tom, and then it flips around on Seamus again. And you were a big part. I mean, I think you were in all of those majorities. So can you just walk us through from yes. that first episode? What was happening there? How did that all go down?
So, yeah. So first of all, I mean, I put myself forward as the swimmer, because I was a swimmer when I was at school, which then we realized was 28 years ago, which gave me a heart attack, because I still see myself as 20. So anyway, so I did that swim, and I had to do it twice. And then I thought, my word, I could be on the chopping block here, just because I didn't do that well. And then Ace stuffed up the puzzle. So we were quite pushing. I was pushing for Ace, you know, because he couldn't do the puzzle, because I was worried that they might put my head on the chopping block. Mm. And then, so then we did, I just kept mentioning, and I think Ace must, he can't focus, blah, 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 blah. And then they did, then he was the target. But then Shanae and I were floricking in the water, and she said, you know what, Seamus actually came up and said, your name could also go on the chopping list. And I was like, no, that's, so she says, why don't we get Seamus out? So then that's how that whole thing started. And then Tom's name came up, and then she said, no, let's definitely get Seamus. So it was going to be between Seamus and Ace, about, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then when his name came up, we were like, no, let's not do that. Let's get Seamus out.
Right.
So I'm actually quite sorry about that now, because I think he would have been an interesting player. But anyway, he was also a threat, and he was strong, and he knew the game, and he was a super fan. So, you know, it was, I think, good to get him out. But
yeah,
it would have been interesting to see how he played.
Was that true that Seamus had put your name out there, or was that kind of a line, do you think, that was given to you?
I don't know. That was the thing, because it was never shown on TV, but Shanae told me. So either Shanae said that to get me to vote for her, but I do think we had a better relationship.
Yeah.
So I think also what happened is maybe Seamus just mentioned it on the walk back, which then wasn't on TV. So it couldn't be kept, you know, it couldn't be used.
Right.
So, and I did believe Shanae. I mean, for a second, I thought maybe she's playing me, but I mean, I was fine either way, as long as it wasn't me.
Right.
It could have been Seamus or Ace.
Right. And then, but your relationship with Tom, obviously, this is a relationship that's going to take you all the way to day 38 in some regard. So what was that exactly. like in the early days of the game?
So Tom did annoy everyone. I think where my whole gameplay came in the end was my age, to just say, you know what, let's just block him out of my head. So in the beginning, he was the help. And remember, when you get there, it's quite daunting and intimidating. So the friendly guy, no matter how loud or irritating he is the guy that you're going to stick with, you know, because it kind of makes you feel safe. So when we now said that we're saving him, Shanae and I, then he said to Shanae and me, I'll never write your name down. But I know he played that more on Shanae. But he did say that, and I believed him. So that's why eventually on day when we merged, I also said, let's bring him in, because yeah. I knew that I was kind of safe there. So he, yeah, I mean, Tom, you guys saw as well. I mean, he's a big personality, and it's just, I want to say gross almost. It's just like he grinded people. So I could manage him and I could tolerate him because I knew that he would stick with me and when we merge and all that. So
yeah, definitely an interesting relationship. Yeah, we're gonna have to talk a lot about, you know, how that evolves throughout the season.
Exactly.
So you've got now what ends up being the five, the big five. Were you confident that Ace would go with you in that vote for Seamus, or how confident were you going into Tribal?
For the first one, I was very confident. We also had lots of chats. My strategy wasn't so visual, like what I went in for, you know. So, but behind the scenes, like, we would lie at night, and Ace would lie next to me, and we'll speak about his family and his children, and that was my kind of gameplay all the time, to hit the emotional side mm-hmm. for them to stick with me. So I really thought that Ace and I, and he also, remember, promised, although now I see he promised everyone, but he also promised me that he wasn't going to vote for me, which then, and he was going to promise, and he gave his word, and he swore on his children's lives and everyone's lives. I really did think that he would vote with us. And hence the fact I was so bloody irritated when the next one came around, the next tribal council.
Yeah, so let's talk about the fateful episode 2, this rock draw. Oh. But before we get there, we get the big five. You're the lion. We know that. Who do you think the other animals are? This is just like a little thought experiment I'm doing here. So we've got the leopard, the rhino, the cape buffalo, and the elephant. Who do you think?
Yeah, so we actually did put them in there. Shanae and I put everyone in their little positions. we said Tom would be the elephant. The rhino was Shanae, I think.
Leopard.
The buffalo was Ace, and then we'll do the leopard for Neil. Kind of
interesting. But I feel like I see Shanae as the leopard.
Or maybe Shanae. Oh, true, actually, now that you say that, yeah. But she was the strong one, we said. You know, she was the one pushing the big one, not as in size, just in with the way she was playing.
All right, so you get to this vote. Did you have any inkling that Ace would flip at this point after he just made the decision to go with you?
No, I definitely didn't. But I'll tell you where the whole story changed, which I also only found out afterwards, was that when we did the previous challenge, I do as a mother, is took him aside or within the group and said, come on, Ace, you can do this. Stop pretending that you can't. You're the puzzle maker. You're confident. You're in this thing. And apparently Vusi and Falesa and them heard me speak to him and then took him aside and said, how can you be spoken to by someone she's just ruling you and being horrible to you and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's when Josie stepped in as the mother role and kind of lured him away. So, but throughout that whole afternoon, Ace played me so well. He was like, they're wanting to vote that one. They're thinking about you. They're mimicking you as in going, darling, darling, you know how I speak.
Oh, so, that's annoying that they would do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So he kept coming to tell me what was going on. So I really didn't think for a second that he was going to go against me. Although I must say, he was always the one that we say, if someone had to flip, it would be him. But I had faith.
Yeah, it was kind of like last in, first out. You know, he'd been there as that fifth number. But then you wouldn't think that he would flip back to go to Rocks. You wouldn't think it, but it happened.
No.
You become obviously the target as well of the other side. So why do you think that they went for you?
I think, I think maybe I was too lioness-ish. I don't know. Maybe too, like, confident in where I was at that moment. I also learned a lot in that at that stage to just step back. But I think that I was probably more of a threat than Shanae, just maybe from an age thing or whatever. I don't know. But I would just, I'm going with that. I was just a threat.
So did you think, though, that they would get a majority against you? Because obviously they would need five people. Did you trust that Tom, Neil and Shanae would be sticking with you through anything, even, you know, at the point that they go to Rocks?
Yeah. You see, this is why this game is so crazy and hectic, is that you believe, and there's always that little thing in your head going, what if, what if, what if? So, I mean, I sat there and the re-vote, I was like, I mean, why would these guys put their life on the brink for me, you know? Yeah. So then you're thinking, will they, wouldn't they? And they did stick with me, but you don't know. I mean, that's just I mean, then I think at least, you know, these people for like 4 days or 5 days. I mean, but it's funny. You just have to trust. Otherwise, you've got nothing. So I did just hope that it would work out, which then it did.
Hypothetically, say they vote for like Tom or Shanae. Do you think that you would have gone to Rocks for your allies there?
I think I would have. I would have hoped that the other team or the other side of that they would change their vote. I think I would have stuck with, because otherwise then we'll be at the bottom of the lines anyway. So I think I would have taken that risk.
Yeah. So walk us through this vote from your perspective. Obviously you get four votes. It ends up being a tie. It ends up going to Rocks. Like, just walk us through your mental state through the insanity that was this episode two Rock Draw.
So I'm sitting there. I mean, I've given up a lot to be there now. My daughter was going to high school, all emotional stuff. I had to leave my family. Everyone was crying. So I'm sitting there thinking, I've now given up so much. I don't want to go home yet. But if I do go home now, this is all happening within seconds, like within that moment when they say, okay, Annelies, your name, and it's Annelies and Annelies, and my heart is pounding. And I'm thinking, if I do go home, I can get my daughter to school, but geez, I don't want to. Then I'm feeling like a bad mother. I mean, it just is crazy. And then we go to the second vote. Then it's just surreal. In your life, unless you sit there, you will never go through anything like that ever. And it's like moral stuff, and it's competitive, and it's just crazy. Anyway, then I made it. Then you go back. Then I felt absolutely terrible for Neil.
Yeah.
It's like my heart was breaking. So yeah, I mean, I was tested to the extreme on that second episode. It was very hectic.
Yeah, probably the craziest second episode in Survivor history. I'll definitely go down saying that.
Exactly. And you will know.
Yeah. No, I can say. I mean, yeah, no, I can't think of anything crazier off the top of my head.
No.
Now I'm going to, people in the comments will be like, what about when Garrett went with Billy Garcia? This was the craziest second episode in Survivor history. All right. So what were the tribe dynamics like after that? Obviously Neil goes, he's on your side. Yeah. Now Ace has flipped. So you're in a minority. So did you have faith then, like, that you could survive through that?
Yeah. So then we got back, and then, Tom had, then these guys were so arrogant, you know, obviously, because we would have also been if we had won. and you just wanted to just, I just crawled in and went to sleep underneath the banana leaf. And then Tom was there, and they had a massive fight. You saw a little bit of that on TV. But it was crazy, and Tom was crying, and it was just a horrible, horrible, horrible. It was raining. It was freezing. Everything was wet. I mean, that was a moment when I thought, what are you doing? Like, this is crazy. Anyway, and then the sun shines again the next day. But yeah, so that was a horrible, horrible night. And then we kind of like, they took over the camp. Like, you have no idea. Felisa took over my cooking role.
Oh, no, not that again.
I know. And so it was just crazy. But I mean, I think we would have done the same, but it's just, it was horrible. And we were honestly like little servants running around, making sure everyone's happy just not to be voted out next.
Wow.
So it was horrible.
Do you have a good sense of what you think would have happened if you had gone to another tribal with that tribe?
Yeah, I think I would have been, I think I definitely would have been out. Or what I did do in that time was also just, I hope Tom doesn't listen, but also just throwing Tom under the bus by pointing out all his irritating things and trying to be very, like, disappearing in the background and just having Tom as the spotlight to just soak up all the negativity for them, kind of thing. So I was hoping that would happen. I did work on that.
All right. Well, you get saved from this terrible situation, put into another not so great situation when you're taken to Mindanao with this new tribe.
Yes.
So how are you feeling here, you know, put into a tribe with all former Mindanens, as we call them, crazy people on the tribe? What was your mental state here?
Crazy. Look, I was so relieved to get out of that negativity that was with Luzon. Like, it was, I was relieved. I didn't care where I went because now I could start afresh again. I was baked in the other one. I was, if we had kept on losing, I would have definitely had gone.
Yeah.
So I just was so grateful because I knew I can start fresh. They don't know me. They don't know what's happened. I can just go there. So then when I saw the four blue, I mean, Martinez, oh, I mean, what is that? It's just hilarious. And then, and Katinka, immediately I knew this was going to be my target.
Yeah.
And then PK and Tevin. And immediately I saw that Tevin was ruling PK. So PK became my next victim. Mm-hmm. So I just quietly would swim with PK, and with Katinka, we spoke about family. I mean, the other horrific realization is that I was 2 years older than Katinka's mother, which was just as crazy.
Well, anyway, Katinka's very young.
No, she is. She is. But we chatted really nicely and whatever. So I was feeling, you know, in the middle of the two, if you know what I mean. So I thought I could do this. So that, yeah, I was okay after a while. And then we started winning, which was just incredible. So, yeah, I think also there was a very nice, we had a very good vibe there. We laughed a lot. And I also believe that, you know, when you're happy and you've got a good place, then you win. So everyone was in a good place. And again, I would just throw Martinez under the bus again, highlighting his crazy things he said. I mean, they didn't show half of it on TV because you just can't. I think he'll be in jail if he had to say all those things. But no,
he did say that wouldn't matter if Katinka died, and they did show that. So.
Exactly. And to me as well, he said, you must understand that the next thing you're leaving, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he was really, I mean, he would just say, it was refreshing for me because I had been with Luzon, but the others had had enough of him. So it was lovely for me to know that hopefully that will be the next target.
Yeah, you had a little bit of leeway where you were like only on day three with Martinez, and they were like all losing their minds like 2 weeks into living with him. But no,
exactly.
And that Katinka relationship ends up being super important, down the stretch of the game as well. Did you feel before Martina started talking about quitting, did you feel like you'd made enough inroads that if you were to go to tribal, it would have saved you? Or did you still not feel great about it?
No, I didn't feel great about it because that blue was strong. Yeah, yes, it was a crazy black alliance that. Yeah. I did feel that I got through to Tevin. I did feel when I walked into that Tevin needed to go soon. So I also prepped that with PK, which I don't want to claim it, but there was I would say, in the, you know, you don't need him, blah, 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 blah. So I tried to sow the seeds wherever I went with who I felt needed to go.
And so
as well as Katinka, but Katinka was still sticking with Tevin. They had some thing that they tattoo that they kissed and I don't know what, which made them in a line.
Yeah.
I think that's what you do when you're 19 and 24. And so they, so I kind of just stood on the outside, but definitely did mold Katinka for, hence later I choose her because I knew that I could work with her more than with the other ones, being the mum role for her.
Yeah, and while all this is happening, were you worried for your allies, like Tom and Sharnay, particularly on the other side there at Versailles?
I was quite happy because I did think that Marushka would go next. So I thought then we can still keep together. Now, at that stage, I definitely also never thought that I would play with Palesa and Vuzi again. I think that bridge was burnt long. So I knew I needed to make very good new alliances. I wasn't going to go back to that negativity. So, but I was always in, they didn't show that often, but everywhere I went, I would say, Tom, no one likes him. We've got to bring him in, same as Sharnay, just so that I can have stronger, you know, that they can bring, take me through. Then I've still got two extra votes, kind of thing. So I kind of kept them very close to my game the whole time.
Yeah. And then obviously on the other side, you see that Ace goes, this person who was such a massive factor in that early game for you. What was it like seeing that he had been voted out?
It was amazing. Although I must say, I didn't mind him or Josie. I love Josie to bits now, but she played my social game as well. So she was a threat to me more than anyone there. And we had lots of beautiful chats about, you know, traveling, and we were the most like-minded. And I knew when she got Ace that this girl's gonna step on my toes. So I wished every time we'd go to a new challenge that Josie, and then she's there. I was like, oh no. So anyway, so Ace,
that's
was
funny
great,
because you had such a similar but different trajectory to Josie. You're both on the opposite sides of the rock draw. You're both in this double tribal council.
Yes.
You're gonna vote, you talk about, and then obviously she goes before the merge and you go on and take that run. But it was like a parallel arc for a lot of it.
Exactly. And also then the same game and whatever. So she's always like was in the back of my mind. I mean, I've told her this now after we laughed. But she, I wanted her more out than Ace, because Ace was harmless. He wasn't really going to threaten me. Oh, my word. Not that harmless. You're right. But yeah, just in general.
Yeah, poor Ace.
Later on.
So he could have been more a force. I really feel that way. So he goes episode 4. Sure. Let's go to this double tribal council, which was another insane tribal council that you were a part of. So you go in thinking Martinez is going to quit. You have to spell his name correct.
Yes, I wish they showed that, because we all have had such fun of that. But anyway,
yeah. But then Nico makes him stand up and actually quit before getting voted out. So what are you thinking here? Because now they don't really have anyone else to vote for.
Yes. So I was irritated with myself as well watching it back, because I sat there and I said, well, Martinez was going to go. But obviously, I'm sure production had known this by now anyway by watching us. But we should have just left it and just seen if we had to go to writing our names down, that we could have just written Martinez down, you see. So I was a bit irritated with myself. But yeah, I never, ever saw this coming again, the split seconds. What if I go home now? What's going to happen? Where should I go? I have children, but I don't want to go. Blah, 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 blah. Same as episode 2. Nothing changed. And then they do this whole switching thing again. It's just, I've never been up and down so many times in my life. But yeah, ecstatic.
Did you ever think it was going to be a fake vote? Obviously, because we've seen similar twists before that it had been fake. So the whole time I was thinking it was fake, because I've seen it in Australian Survivor.
Okay.
But obviously, not having seen Australian Survivor, you'd feel like not great about it, I would think.
No. And I didn't actually know what was going on. You know, it was just so chaotic. My mind, it was also cold that night. I remember still sitting there thinking, I'm freezing. I need to focus. And then this whole thing happens and you're like, what now? Then you got to choose someone. That was easier for me. I first thought maybe I should take Tevin to get him out and bringing him into a Varnet alliance, and then we can get rid of Tevin quicker. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't sure whether the others were going to get him out, because he was such a strong character. So I had to think, do I go for love or do I go for strategicness? Because if I take Katinka, I can take her with me. If I take Seven, we can get him out.
Yeah,
as a hostage, and then he's not a threat later.
Yeah,
exactly. So it was a split second, and then I went for Katinka, which I think in the end of the day I made the right decision.
Yeah, I would say definitely, considering how important that relationship was in the season. But on Wikipedia, it says that you voted for Katinka here. Did you do that? Did they show that on TV? I don't think they did.
Yeah. I don't know if they did, but I voted for her. And because when we were actually sitting there, Tevin kind of like, he said, "You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay." And then he looked at Katinka. So I thought, maybe he's going to go. They actually forgot about that. And then I think that's where my mind went. Let me just put another vote towards Katinka, because then, you know, if there's two, then it might help, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then
another rock draw.
Exactly. So what I did say, rather that than going out.
Yeah.
So what I did say was, when I held it up, I did say, I'm just voting to, because I'd rather take you home with me than leave you here with the sharks. Or I said something like that, to just, you know, so it was a little bit strategic in case, but I didn't think that she was going to go home, if you know what I mean. I just thought, let me put her name down in case.
But was she aware that you had voted for her? Because I'm not sure if Nico read it out.
No, I don't think actually she was.
That was lucky, because you ended up taking her to another tribe.
I know. The other one was Tony's luck. But we'll get to that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
With that vote, when I voted, didn't vote for her. But yeah. So, yeah, I was happy, ecstatic when that did happen. But it was crazy. Another crazy night.
What a roller coaster of emotions. So now you're swapped over to New News On, I think we were calling it.
Yes.
How are you feeling about your new tribe here? This tribe ends up being basically the dominant force of the post-merge.
Yes.
You're there with Verna and Jean, and then obviously you take Katinka. So what were those new relationships like?
So when I was still with Tevin and them, Tevin said to me, and this was actually that hit home to me how powerful Verna was, he said, you're going to want to hate him, but you can't. He's just so nice. And I said, Tevin, are you becoming a softie here now? And he said, promise you, Annelise, you're going to get there and you're going to lie. I said, I'm taking Verna out. I'm not going to fall for anything. And I wish I showed that. We were laughing. And he was like, yeah. And then I did get there. And so Verna was very much on the alert for me to get into his alliance, because I knew that everyone else worshipped him or was willing to go back to him. Even Tevin, then I really realized how hectic he was. And I knew people in Wellington. So immediately I threw in some familiar names to just get that connection. He said I looked like his wife, so I could play that role. You know, it was like I was getting to know him quickly to see what makes him tick, kind of thing. Jean, to me, was also not really strategic or a threat at all. Which did become a threat to me was more Katinka and Vanna, because then they really bonded.
Yeah.
So that was my concern, but I wasn't nervous there, because I always knew, and we had that discussion, then Jean would go if we had to go back to tribal council, which then I worked out in my head, if I just can get to merge, then, you know, then we'll be fine.
Yeah, because we do see that Katinka says to Verna pretty quickly that she would want to throw Jean under the bus in favor of you, which was pretty impressive because she'd been tight with Jean from what we'd seen at early in Mindanao.
Was all the tanning Katinka and I did, which bonded us. So I got her away from Jean.
Great. The tanning alliance. I like that. but I want to talk about this relationship with Verna more, that is such a massive relationship throughout the season. You talked a little bit about at the reunion about how he was wrapped around your finger, not the other way around. So can you talk us, you know, through that dynamic as it evolved throughout the game?
Yeah, I do think that Verna did see me as someone that he could relate to, which was, which I wanted. So he would run everything by me every morning. We used to have chats for long and we'll discuss. And like, I wanted to get Tony out so quickly, and eventually he then did. And so there were a lot of things, and which I think was more, I was more a sounding board for him. But in my mind, I was actually feeling that I was controlling the situation, until obviously it was getting towards the four, the five of us. So we actually had a much better relationship, in the sense of, like, of running the roost than you saw, kind of thing. I mean, Katinka, which came with Let's Take This One Out, it drove me insane because she should never have gone to Tom, because I knew the relationship between them and it would have taken a little bit longer to get Tom to ease down. So, you know, so she took the shine there, which was also great. And so it was just very frustrating for me to just sit there and every week watch it and think, oh, I just look like the sheep that's just been, you know, pulled along, kind of thing, where I felt that I definitely had a better relationship with Vanner in making decisions and what needed to happen, and knew right from the start Vanner needed to go, which no one ever wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So it had to be a very quiet game for me to just wait it out till the time was right, which it never felt on my side for the time. You know, I didn't get an idol, or I didn't get an immunity or nothing like that. So it was a very frustrating game, knowing what needs to happen, but I actually can't make it happen.
Yeah.
As everyone was just like, really, it was like a cult. They were drawn to him and just would not see anything other than Vanner. Right. Very frustrating.
I honestly never saw you as a sheep. I mean, you're the lion, right?
Oh, thank you.
No, but
thank you.
Well, I think I described it a few times as like the meeting of the minds. Yeah.
You're the only one that got that. Thank you.
But we did see, like, if you were reading into it, there were quite a few scenes on TV where Vanner would come to you and you seemed to be as you said, his sounding board, where all the strategic things, it wasn't him dictating it as much as it was you two kind of coming to a conclusion together.
Exactly. Well, exactly. Yeah. So that was what was happening. Every day we would have the walk and discuss that.
Yeah. And just in terms of the idols that you mentioned, how aware were you of the idols in the game, specifically Vanner's idols? Because he has two at the point that you get to news on with him.
So he told me, I knew about the one, obviously, because I saw him find it.
Yeah.
And then when he only told me he had another one when we merged. So he didn't tell me that when we were still at New Lausanne. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Shannon, the idol thing for me is such a, like he also said at when we were at the final now, he only got it to get it out of everyone else's hands. I just find that that vote I got, it was so stressful. When do I play? So your mind just goes there, like, what must I do? How must I play it? So I didn't even actually want to find an idol, because I just think immediately your game changes. Everyone, well, if they know about it, is targeting you or knowing what you're doing. And no, it was very frustrating. So, but I must say the biggest one was PK. No one saw that one. No one knew about that one. That one was just incredible.
Yes, clearly based on the blind side that eventuated. So
exactly.
New News On ends up, as I said, running the game. How do you feel that this relationship between the four of you solidified to that point in that third swap tribe? Because it's probably the most important alliance between the four of you of the game as a whole. So how did it solidify there?
It was amazing, actually, if you think about the game of Survivor, that we were actually, I knew that I was going to get to top five at least, if you know what I mean. Like I had trust, and I'm quite a cynical person, and it was like it was a very tight, proper alliance, which I don't think find often in Survivor. I know you can tell me, but you know, it was solid. It was so solid going in. I did suggest to bring Tom in because I knew that he was going to be kicked out of the other one. Sharnay told me when we had that little discussion on the bench.
Yes, we have to talk about that.
That was hilarious. So I said right from the start, if there's someone I would like to bring in, it's Sharnay and Tom again. But Tom probably before Sharnay. But then when we did merge, I did say, let's get the others out before Sharnay, hoping that I could get her later on to vote against Vanner or have a little bit of a stronger bond with someone that's willing to play.
Right.
Because I knew once Tom also just forgot about me, even sent me to Exile Island, forgot where he came from, that I was actually the one that opened the path for him. Mm-hmm. And then he had this major connection with Vanner just because he was looking for some affection and love. Mm-hmm. So that was also quite frustrating, just him coming and then nearly taking my spot and then now he even won. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I want to get to the merge and talk about this quickly before. Let's touch on that bench moment that you and Sharnay have. Yes. She tells you a lot of crazy things. There was an idol, found a tribal. Yes. She's now friends with Vusi and Palesa, who you said you didn't get on with at all. It's especially surprising talking about what you were talking about at that old Luzon, the original tribe, how bad those relationships were before the swap. So that must have been pretty hard for you to hear that now she was with them.
Huge. And I asked the question. I said, I'm keeping a space. We're solid. There, you know, you can just join us. And she looked at me. She said, I can't. I've made a promise. I can't. If I say Chanel, and she said to me the other night, that's her biggest regret. She should have come. I said, you know, you're not going to get very far, but you're definitely going to get further, because we've got the majority alliance. Just come with, and then let's see how the game plays out. So I left there knowing Palesa has an idol, as you say. I knew she wasn't going to come, so then I just pushed Tom even more and still tried a little bit, but she was very adamant. And then she came to me to try and save her, and I almost wanted to say, no, now then I'm going to betray my alliance by trying to bring you in now when it's too late. So, yeah, unfortunately, I knew everything from that little chat on the bench.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about these relationships, particularly at the merge, now that you've merged. So what was it like reconnecting with, as you said, you know, Vusi Palesa, you hadn't got along with, Sharnay is complicated with, Tom, you had that friendship with. What were the relationships like now after so much time apart?
Yeah, I think Sharnay and I always winked at each other and kind of kept our little like smiley thing, and she'll walk past and she'll say, oh, your hair looks nice today. And I'll say, oh, thanks, that is yours. And
that's you the best way to base an alliance on something.
Exactly.
Compliments.
It's so funny. When we sat down at the on that little bench, she said, oh, you're so thin. I said, oh, thanks. I mean, we laughed so much. Anyway, so we definitely, as I say, had a connection from day one. So I knew or thought and hoped, but she was honest with me. She said she wasn't going to come and whatever. So I kind of didn't push her too much when we merged. Tom, I definitely knew we were going to get, because I knew that he irritated them senseless. then I actually was hoping that I could get a little bit of PK, but PK wasn't interested. He was also going the other way.
Blue must fall. Yep.
Yeah, and I'd never met Tony, but she just seemed crazy to me. So that's why I wanted to get Tony out with Vandner, but he protected her for quite a long time.
Why did she seem crazy?
Well, she's just, she's emotional. So the one minute she'll come and she'll say, PK is voting with Palesa and them. I'm pretending to vote with them, but I'm actually voting with you. And every time we go to council, tribal council, we're actually not sure what she's going to do.
Right.
And then we give her a name to vote, and then she puts it down. We're like, okay, Tony's great this week. And then next week, the whole show is so hectic as it is that you don't need anyone extra to just make it more like paranoid.
Yes.
So, and also I had no real alliances with her anywhere, because I'd never been with her. So for me, that was an easy one to get out if need be.
Yeah. And then obviously there's Vusi and Palesa. So we kind of thought maybe you'd be one of the swing votes, obviously because you were so connected to Sharnay. But was that a lot of the reason that you were just never going to go with that side? Obviously you didn't have a good relationship with them.
Look, I knew with Van and them, I'd be fourth or even third if before Tom and Nujan would go. So, and at this stage, we thought top three. So I was happy with that. And I would sit next to Vandner on a bench. I was never scared of that. Mm-hmm. But I knew that if I had to join them, then you'll have Vusi, Palesa, Sharnay, and then you would possibly, I thought PK will come over, and I would think they would choose him above me just because of the history. So I was almost in the same position, but then rather would go where the love was than where I didn't trust him 100%. So I was never going to go there.
Yeah. And then so why did Vusi become the first target there for you guys?
I think Vusi was starting to win things and look strong in challenges and in, he was quick and fast and whatever. And we try to get all the big ego guys out so that we can remember I was like the weakling everywhere. So I would push all the strong ones out to just make sure that we don't eventually, when we get to immunities, that they don't win them. So it was really just strategic. There was nothing more than that.
Yeah. All right. So we get to the next vote, which was another crazy episode. The target becomes PK. How did it become PK over like a Palesa? Or obviously you said you were protecting Charnay to a degree, but why did he become the target there?
Well, we knew Palesa had an idol. Yeah. So we thought, let's leave that one for now. And also, she wasn't that much of a threat. Charnay, I wanted to protect a little bit longer that maybe I could persuade her, or once the others are out, to get her on my side. So I wanted to get the other two out first. Palesa, but then she had the idol. And then when PK went over there as well, he was also a strong guy. We've known that since day one. So we thought, let's work with him first. Then we can do, hopefully Palesa will play her idol. Then Palesa, and then Charnay is left in the dark. I can bring her in, and then maybe we can sway one or two to then go ahead.
Yeah.
And then it was, PK was going to be the biggest blindside survivor history in our eyes, blah, 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 blah. And little Katinka literally gives him a hug and says, I'm so sorry, you have to go tonight. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is that? It was crazy. Which we obviously didn't know. So when he played that idol, it was like the biggest shock ever. Then Vanna definitely would have, or first Palesa did. As you know, apparently that's also just unknown that three idols come out on a night. But
yeah.
And then I was like, what if my name's there? So then you go through all of that again. And then luckily it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, and also because they didn't get it together. So it ended up to the point where it was one vote Charnay and one vote Tom. But the minority, if they'd all put the votes on Tom or on you or on anyone and actually pulled their votes, they would have had the power there to vote, you know, someone out because you put all your votes on PK. So that must have been terrifying.
And I definitely was then going to vote for Charnay because I needed to also make sure that our alliance looked pure, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If I had to vote for Tom, because at this stage he was in our lines, then they're going to go, and then I'll be the next to go. So I just played it safe and then stayed with Tom.
Yeah, that was a crazy tribal council. Another crazy one. Another one where you're thinking about, at that point you can't even think about going and, you know, taking your kid to school because you'd be going to the jury instead. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was like, once I got there, I thought, now I need to really be clever because I'm not going to be out in the first week when you merged, because I think then you stay there for like 2 weeks and that would have driven me crazy. So yeah.
All right. Well, we get to the next episode where Palesa ends up going, so why was she the target now over PK, who had been the target in the last episode?
Yeah, so she played her idol. Obviously I pushed because those are the two I wanted out. Just annoying for me. Revenge. So I then said, let's wait with PK. Because Palesa is more of a threat because she was never going to, we could still sway PK kind of, where Palesa was the outsider for this, for our alliance, besides, you know, just being with me. So we kind of said, and Tom also wanted her out because remember, he also said now those were the two he wanted out first.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out that way. And actually we then thought that maybe PK had found another idol.
Right.
There was also that discussion. So we thought, you know what, let's leave him for a while. Let's get rid of what we can get rid of easily. Yeah. So then that's where we
are. Well, you spoke about your relationship with PK a bit in the pre-merge. What was your relationship with him like at this stage of the game?
I always loved him. I've always thought he was a divine guy, like really. He also used to call me mommy and whatever, whatever. So I think he had it. But remember, I played a very cool game to not be in too much anywhere behind the scenes, although they knew I was in this alliance. But I'll say to PK, let's chat. Like I'd also went to him when I tried to get him. I knew he could be a swing vote at some stage. So I kind of like always had a good vibe with him. I didn't ever speak like strategic stuff with him. But I think if I had to, like when I said, will you vote with me if I can get another vote? He immediately said, yes. I was more on his side than any of the others. So I kind of like kept him there. But I really, he was a nice guy and I was glad that he got rid of Tim. And maybe it was a bit premature, but it doesn't matter. It was still like, it was gone. Which I also think was a little bit of me in his head, which I quite liked because that meant that he was kind of listening to what I was saying. Maybe didn't act on it, but in the back of his head.
Yeah.
So I had a good relationship with him.
And then with Palesa having an idol, Did you have any inkling that she had an idol that she had found, or like when did you find out that she had had an idol that she went home with?
It was hilarious because she sat with it around her neck. That's the first time I actually
At tribal council.
Exactly. And imagine she had played it. I mean, it would have just been another crazy episode.
Yeah.
So I never thought for a second. She did come to each one of us to say, guys, this is my last day. If this is my last day, let me know so I can enjoy it. I kind of bought it for a second, but obviously was never going to tell her. But I didn't. She played it very cool, but I didn't really know anything about that idol. It was crazy.
Yeah. And one thing I want to ask, which you alluded to earlier, is during this whole phase, what did you guys think about it being a final three or a final two? At what point did you find out that it was actually going to be a final two?
Yeah. Look, we always thought there was going to be 11 in the the final when we merged, because we checked out there were like 11 holes for us to put our torches in. You know, you try and find any little clue you can. Okay. So we always thought that, and we actually thought we always thought that it was going to be three, for some, you know, because apparently that's always how it is. Except I think the Australian one there was two.
Yes. So
you see, I do know things. I think that. I think Martina should never have gone. I think that whole shuffle was always planned for that night.
Right.
And I think then it would have been a three. But then one night we were saying three and whatever, and Nico said, well, how do you not know it's a two? And then we started, oh, okay, well, maybe if that makes sense. You know, so we were still not 100% sure in the end. I mean, when I sat there, the final three, I was like, oh, hallelujah, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then he said, so you didn't know right until the end, but we kind of thought maybe, maybe not. So there was a little bit of a, knowing that it could be.
And so through this whole like pogonging phase, as you're taking out the minority, who was your ideal final three? Was it still Katinka and Verna?
Look, I think Katinka would have been a good one, and I think Jean would have been a good one. That would have been my ideal to sit next to. Tom, I always knew, was playing a better game in the sense of like winning things, and people might see that as playing the game of Survivor. Werner, you know, I always say he played an impeccable game until the last few episodes, you know, so or the last week or so. I mean, I think it's jealousy of all of us, you know, thinking he played such a good game, but he also got a bit full of himself, I think, towards the end, which people started getting irritated. Tony went back and completely killed him back at the jury with how he was, and they just followed suit. So I was then also thinking, I actually don't actually mind who I sit against, because I think that in all the people on the jury, except Palesa and Vuzi, and if I had to vote someone off, I would have voted Palesa off, just for the record. I had planted a little seed with everyone and could play on that if I needed. So I've already worked out what I would do in my final speech to them. But you never know. And I was very impressed and glad that Palesa and Shanae actually did vote for Tom in the end, because it was the better one between the two.
All right, so I want to get to this whole Exile Island twist. Before I do, you know, in looking through the season to prepare for this interview, I realized that you were the only person, except Vusi, I think, to not have any post-merge rewards. Am I correct that you didn't have any rewards from the merge?
No, nothing. I never got chosen for anything and never won anything either. Shame.
What was that like? Like seeing everyone else go on these massive rewards and being like the one person who, it just worked out that way that you never went on one.
Yeah. And you know, Shannon, I live my life being the one that chooses. So it was terrible. You know, it was... the worst one was that spa one that Tom took Jean on. Not that I wanted it, because I was so dirty at this stage. I didn't want to get clean, but I was just like, just one, you know, just one little reward would be amazing. But anyway, the only reward I won really was with the rap one when we were with Timon, and then that horrible snake one that I was so bad at, and we got the jelly beans, and that was about it. But yeah, it wasn't a great feeling, but it was, you know, I'm kind of the person that it's gone now, it's done, let's move on. Because otherwise, and they come home and they're all clean or they've eaten and whatever, then I just go tan again because that makes me happy. So it was all okay, but it wasn't great at the time.
Yeah, well, you know what? It wasn't all bad because I think you were the only person to get biostress twice in the season. So that was lucky.
Yeah, no, that was very lucky. I think I needed it. I think it worked out the way. And I also think that when I did get things, it was exactly what I needed it at that time. So the little bit that I got was okay. So not, yeah, the biostrath was, yeah.
Amazing.
We've got some
said.
Now. Yeah, so yeah, let's keep it that way.
All right, well, let's talk about Exile Island, where you're lucky enough to get some more biostrath. What a blessing. You're exactly. all split up. You're yes. taken to exile with Tony, who is someone you've said you think was crazy, and also someone that you yeah. probably didn't know as well as the others because yes. she was the only person that you met at the merge.
Yes.
So tell us about your whole experience with that.
Yeah, so we did that challenge, and then I definitely thought Tom would choose me. Like, I don't normally think I'm going to be chosen, but this one I thought, because I was the one that got him into the alliance, that paved the road for him. And I have such a philosophy and I've never forget where you come from. So he looked at me and I started to have the smile and he went onto his knees and I thought, this is a bit much. And then asked John, like, really? And then I knew he was going to take Vanna because that was just his new little friend,
yeah,
which is also annoying. And then, so I was happy with that. Then Exile Island. Now, I don't know much about Exile Island. All I know is that you don't want to go to Exile Island. That's all I've ever heard.
Right.
And here he chooses me. So I was like, stuff you. I mean, like, really. Anyway, so off I go with her. And I still thought if I'm with Katinka, we'll have another tanning day, which
yeah.
would be amazing.
Right.
And we can just chill and you know, chat and I can get her or Werner. And, you know, so I actually was quite happy to be with her. And I go with Tony. And then she just starts. And my head is luckily for biostrath because then I can focus a little bit more. But it just went blah, 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 shooting at me from all directions. And I know we're voting her out tonight.
Right.
So it was just crazy. But I must say, again, I had a lovely chat with her. I got to know her. I think I put that little seed in her head as well. I played with her. So I knew that when she goes tonight, that hopefully she will, you know me as the nice one, because I honestly hadn't spoken to her much. So yeah, so then it was actually a lovely day eventually after all of that, knowing she had to go. Then I had to get that vote, and that was quite crazy, thinking she's gonna put it in a bag and whatever. Then I said in my conversation with when we, I said I was going to pretend to vote, I was going to vote for was it PK then?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so that she thinks that I voted. But then as we sat down at tribal council, Katinka said, Tony, Tony, Tony. And then again, I was in that situation at that second thinking, if I'm not going to vote for PK, they're going to think that I've bonded with her on the island and right. want to keep her on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to make a very quick split decision that I'm just going to stick with PK again, either or, and again, she could go next week, another one then, and she's not going to find and win challenges. So I then just thought, you know what, let me just go with that so that it just doesn't look like we've bonded on the island. And then luckily Tom voted for PK. So she thought I had won. She still said, thank you so much, and pinched my knee. And then, yeah, and then so
yeah.
she left there thinking that I voted for PK, was on her side, was going to get Vanner off and blah, blah, blah. So I felt I had another jury member.
Yeah, well, we had guessed that you were banking on it being just a little bit vague at tribal council so that you could vote for PK. But then obviously it was, you know, too clear and that Katinka said it was definitely Tony.
Yes.
And I think we said at the time, like,
yes.
as you said, sometimes these advantages
yes.
are even more trouble than they're worth. And to put your
exactly.
whole alliance offside and make them doubt
exactly.
you and suspect you is probably, I mean, definitely not worth it.
Yes, yeah, exactly. What it wasn't at that point.
Yeah. But
so,
how
yeah.
did you bring Tony over to your side so much? Because you didn't really seem to have that much of a relationship with her. And by the end, you
yeah.
have like a final three deal or final four deal, and she's giving you her advantage. Well, I mean, the advantage you found together, but she she ends up leaving, you know, sending her love to PK, who was her long-term ally. And you.
Yes.
I don't know how
and
that happened so quickly.
Do you see how dangerous I am? No, well, I did play. I did definitely play. I mean, we chatted about a lot of stuff. She was in a lonely place. She had lost Werner in her eyes. PK had gone over to the other side. Josie was away. I saw the gap. I knew she needed, and I remember, as she said 100 times, we're the older ones, the more mature ones. So I knew that, and she was in a panicky stage. She was desperate, and I knew that I could play that part for her at that moment, and right. I was probably her only hope to get further.
Right. And so, did you have confirmation with production that if she were to leave the vote in the cap and get voted out and everything, that you would be able to use it? Because, you know, in the superfan community, we were a bit, it said that it wasn't transferable, you know, but I mean, we've had confirmation that it was like shared ownership because you'd found it together.
Yes, it was shared ownership. We did ask them that, or they did tell us that you could use it. They said we have to vote it together, which is how it started. And then they said, but then she left it for me, I think was then also okay. I didn't steal it or I didn't take it.
Right.
So I don't think it ever got cleared up, but it didn't say that I couldn't use it, but it was that she left it. So that was why I made it okay.
Right. But then when you make that decision not to like anger your allies and to vote for Tony, as was the plan, are you thinking at that moment that she's not going to leave the hat for you because she would think that you'd voted for her?
Yeah, I did think that. And I also then thought, well, you know, I'll deal with it at that stage. However, just praying someone else would vote for PK,
would be drunk
then,
and vote the wrong way.
Well, exactly, which he was. So,
yeah.
So I was happy with that. So that was just, I was like sighing a huge sigh of relief just to know that he did and it would be okay now. And then she will still like me. Because otherwise she could have just called me a snake as well.
Yeah, probably would have if she had known what had happened.
Exactly.
So we get to the next vote. So what's your plan now? You have the extra vote. You're talking to PK about maybe getting something together. Why did this not pan out? Was the decision on Katinka or on you or both?
Yeah. I'm so glad that I can finally tell someone
that's why
what
we're
happened.
Here.
Thank you. So what I thought Katinka wasn't going to get, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but they did manipulate those two episodes a little bit. So Katinka didn't come to me to say to vote off at that stage. So I was on my own. I only had Jean, knowing she's not in the top three. I knew that Katinka and Werner and Tom was now top three. I tried to work 100 times with Jean to say, you're not top three. Where Tom and PK had that argument there about when PK said, this is the top three.
Yeah.
I said, do you see Jean in the background? Can you see? This doesn't just come from nowhere. It's the top three. Hoping she would realize it and go with me. And it was pandemonia. Jean went to Werner and said, Annelise says you're top three. Werner was freaking out. He came to me and said, what are you telling people? It was actually quite a big scene, but I think because of the way that it all ended, it was never shown. So I realized I wasn't going to get an extra person. Everyone was now petrified to make any move. So Jean wasn't going to move. Katinka, I didn't even try because I knew how tight they were. I knew Tom was in there. So I had no one to vote with me, and I wasn't going to just vote myself and PK and one vote because then I'd be out. So everyone was like killing me on social media saying, oh, she came in with this big idea and it just didn't happen. I'm not stupid either. So I needed to just leave it because I realized it wasn't going to work.
Annelise, I really am on your side here because I was on who said if you couldn't get Jean,
well,
it looked like Katinka might have gone with you. I don't know how real that was, but vote out Jean would have been nothing anyway.
Well, exactly. No, so Katinka only came to me after that episode to get Werner out. Wasn't for Jean or anything. So I was very confused by all of this. And then it made me look like an idiot because now I've got Jean and And we did, you know, so it was a bit confusing, but it wasn't at the time, there really wasn't anyone that wanted to vote with me. And I literally pushed buttons all day to try that. And it just didn't work.
Yeah, I think
so. I was again not going to put myself in that position to get voted out. So I just left it.
Yeah, no, definitely. This one's like, because people often try to use the advantage, like just to use it against their best interest if it doesn't end up working out. I do think that the only way it would have made sense is if you could get Jean on your side there. And then totally. I think Werner had immunity. So to take out like a Tinker or a Tom, which is that's what you were planning, you know, if you could get her. But without that, that's tough.
Yes. And I also didn't think I was going to go for Werner because I also think that he wouldn't play it then because he wasn't nervous at all. Yeah. It would have been PK. So that was going to be definitely that we get Vanet out because I knew when it was the five that he would play it because he's not going to go home with one just in case. But I knew he wasn't feeling threatened at that stage at all. So it would have been amazing.
But yeah. Once he had immunity, who would you have gone for in terms of like if you had Jean on your side, Katinka or Tom, who would have been your choice?
No, I think I would have gone for Katinka.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. The tanning alliance though.
Yeah. Yeah, but because remember I always had Tom, I knew Tom was gonna vote for me. Or I still thought that from ages ago. Yeah. So and everyone still hated Tom. So he was still a safer one for me at that stage.
Right. So at this point, what was your ideal final three now? Because it seems to have devolved pretty quickly where you were like, all this happy family. And then like around yes. here, it just like blew up.
Yes. So I think my if Katinka was still there, it would have been Katinka and John. Also because I had also a very close relationship with them more than they had with Tom, definitely. And Werner at this stage was now, you know, cutting John out. I was hoping that she would eventually know that. And Katinka then came to me and said, yeah, I'm willing to take Vanet out. So I that would have been, I think, a walk in the park for me, if right. I had to be arrogant, if I had Katinka and John.
At what point did you realize that that truly was the three that those three were envisioning of Katinka, Tom and Werner? Was it because PK was yelling about it or did you get a sense some other way?
Yeah, I think... I did say in one that when Vannon and I had our little discussion, I said, Tom's next to go. And he said, no, they don't like him. We must keep it, whatever.
Yeah,
and
then that was a weird
scene. The penny dropped.
Yeah.
Exactly. The penny dropped and I went, I've just been replaced. Right. And that's when I realized it was only there. And then I tried to push it. And then when PK came, it was like, I realized that's definitely the top three.
Yeah. All right. Well, PK goes there. Now you're at the final five. So this was the family visit as well. So what was it like, you know, seeing your husband and then obviously he had to leave before you could really show him around?
Shannon, that was that will go down as the worst day of my life.
Aww.
We kind of thought they would come. I only cried twice on the show. The rest was all really, I was happy. I woke up with a clear head every day. But the one was when the loved ones sent the letters, which we didn't win again. Mm. And then this. And my husband was traveling a lot in the, I knew just from, you know, before I even went that he was having to travel a lot. So I wasn't sure for one, if he would be able to be there because he would be working. And I really wish, and then it was just, it was like ripping your heart out. And then he came and shame, he was a bigger mess than me. He didn't stop crying. So that was even worse. And then he stood behind me and it was all gag order. We weren't allowed to talk, but he would just whisper in my ear the whole time. The kids are fine. Work's going great. You still have a business. I still love you. I was like, amazing. Fantastic. And then he said, do you think you can win this? I'm like, no, not at all. If Katinka wins, she's going to choose me. She said that. If Vanet wins, then you know I'm going. So let's just get our heads strong for that. You know, like we know who's going to. I didn't think Tom would win.
Yeah.
So then I was in the water with Vanet and I was like saying to him, I really need to speak. I'm worried about my children and like trying to work on his nerves to choose me, you know, any, just give it a try. I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I hadn't had enough time to even find out. I kept throwing the children in the way so that he'll maybe soften his heart. Because Katinka's mom was there. And for me, that wasn't as important than if you can't see your husband when you have children. I mean, I just kept going on that.
Right.
And John had her friend there, which was, I mean, everyone is precious, but I did think that having two teenage kids would, you know, give you a little bit more leeway in that sense. Anyway, so then I was still stuck in the ropes when he was finished already. So it was horrible. And you just feel like such a failure. It's horrible. And then I just cried and we said goodbye. I literally said, like, saw him for 15 minutes and he had to go. And then everyone came back to camp to see it. Everyone, the more they hugged me, the more I cried. And then they were right next door and you could hear them laughing and smelling the brine. And here I'm with John, which isn't interested in listening to any of my theories. And then eventually she kind of, the penny dropped. But yeah, it was horrific. It was a horrible, horrible day.
Yeah. All right. Well, the vote is also a crazy vote in this episode.
Yeah.
So firstly, exactly. You still have the extra vote and you use it. It's the last time
I
you
have
can
to
play
use it.
Yeah. So were you thinking that it was just going to be unanimous for John and you were just going to pile another one just to show that you'd had the advantage?
Yeah. Another lovely one to get off my chest. So Katinka and I then spoke and they showed that to say, when I told her I had the extra vote, her, me, and then so we'd be three. And so the whole day we were going to go for Werner. No matter if he was going to play his idol or not.
Yeah.
We said, you know what, we got nothing to lose. Let's just play it. And then he came in and he sat down and he said, I'm definitely playing my idol tonight. And we looked at each other and we're like, mm-hmm. What if they vote for one of us? And then, so let's rather vote for Jean because we know she doesn't have a. So it's that horrible thing in Survivor. It's that little voice in your head that keeps bugging you when you're down and out. And funnily enough, when we were sitting in tribal council, I thought, should I just quickly look at her? And something just said, let's play it. I wanted to look at her and say, let's go with it. And when I got up to play my first vote, I was like, should I? So I just put the name down, but then I'm probably going to be the next to go. And yeah, then I didn't. I didn't have the guts. But it would have been a playoff between Katinka and Werner if I had done that. And that would have also given me such a big move from the jury, to actually solidify that I actually did do something great in the eyes of Survivor. I beat myself up about that all the time because that could have changed the whole game. Eventually, because then, I would have been in control again, the lion.
I mean, it's very, very tough to vote for someone who has an idol at the last time they can use an idol. You know, nine times out of ten, they're playing it on themselves. Not in this particular instance, but most of the time, they're going to play it, especially, if they don't have immunity and they're, it just makes a lot of sense. And they're such a big threat as well.
Exactly.
So Katinka ends up talking to Tom, and you alluded to this earlier. How much did you know about what she was doing here to get that plan in motion for the final four, and what would be your plan to take out Werner there?
Yeah, I knew absolutely nothing. I was still thinking I need to go to Tom because now we're the four to just work on hopefully what we built up right from the first day. But in my time, I knew that he was so into Werner that it was quite scary. Katinka was also, she was with Werner all the time. So I really thought Tom was the easier one to have to convince towards the end. And then Katinka came skipping over to me like she does. And she's like, oh, let's get Werner out. And I'm like, that's that scene they showed. I was like, really? I never thought that. I never, ever in my wildest dream. This is like a dream come true. I'm so excited. I said, but let me work on Tom. And she goes, oh, no, I've already spoken to him. And I knew. I knew that was not going to be the greatest idea. And I went to him and I said, oh, I heard Katinka spoke to you. And he said, yeah. And I could see he was not impressed. She did it in that hammock as we saw it. It wasn't even a plan. It was just thrown in the air. It was just done so badly. And then I was like, oh, my word. And then I still thought I might be going now because of Vander and whatever and Tom, because I saw that he was not going to budge. And then, so that was actually quite a curveball when Katinka did go home. I mean, that was something I didn't see coming either.
Yeah, it seems like another one of those moments where you're just weighing up your life in the game. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. You know, yeah. But once the votes turn around, but Vander's played the idol on Jean, you know that you voted for her. So you don't know who, exactly. who they're going to be voting for.
Exactly. And then my thought process there, obviously, as I said, there's no more kids and stuff for my husband to go home to. Then yeah. I was like, but then I can wear all my clothes on the jury. So that was then the happy bit. And I can have a gin and tonic tonight. So let's go with that. And so, yeah, I mean, another day, another.
You had so many near-death tribal experiences.
Oh, I know.
I love your thought anyway. Process, though, going through each one as you, like, sit in the eye of the storm. Amazing.
Oh, got to be a good.
Yeah. All right. So you get to the final four, which is obviously a huge vote to take out Vander.
Yes.
Who do you credit here? Because you were there. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
There's the three of you who end up taking out this huge threat in the game. How did it go down from your perspective?
Yeah. I definitely gave all my reward to Tom. I also didn't actually realize that he was so switched on, if you know what I mean, by thinking to saying that Katinka and I are so close. And, you know, I didn't even really think that he would notice that. So I did think that was, and Vander would never have voted for Katinka if Tom didn't go. And Tom could have thrown me under the bus easily. So I definitely think that was a great move on Tom's behalf,
right.
In my eyes at the moment where we were at.
Right. But when you get to that final four and you've obviously lost Katinka, who was a huge ally for you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, how are you feeling now about your chances?
No, I just thought I thought I was going to be out next. And then Vander gives Jean his idol. And now I'm thinking, oh, my word, I'm definitely toast. I mean, there's no ways I've got nothing now. So I actually went into the conversation, you know, when you go for your chat, I was like, oh, I think, I don't know where to go now. I've tried and thought of everything. And so the only thing I could do was win immunity, which at the stage wasn't looking that great because I still knew that Tom and Vander were still strong. So I don't want to say I gave up, but I then very mentally prepared myself that this was probably now the last time I was going to be able to be there. So yeah.
Were you very surprised when Jean then comes to you and says that they, because I thought it was amazing that she ends up voting for Vander after he's just saved her. But even so more, though, that you two were working together and having those conversations after you just voted for each other.
Exactly. But yeah, exactly. But what also frustrated me so much is that I tried so many times to let Jean vote for him. And she, I mean, you can see she still believed after she said, you see, now he's just given me the idol. So I rest my case kind of thing. And I'm like, it wasn't never going to be like that. But I mean, again, I just have to keep quiet. But the thing was, when she had won immunity, it just looked like it was her brainwave to say, let's take out Vander. You know, I was like, that's why I asked her, my question was, do you think you actually did it on your own? Or did what I said help you a little bit? You know, like she just kind of became the hero that the penny dropped, we've got to get Vander out.
Yeah.
So frustrating. And then just saying, so I said to her, so you're really going to vote for him? She said, yes. I said, that's amazing. She said, well, what do you think? I was always going to vote for him. I was like, no, you weren't. You know, so it was a frustrating one. And I didn't know whether Tom would, but I still was great. I still thought at the end, I don't know if he was actually going to vote for Vander because he was in 2 minds the whole way. I did also work hard on him by saying, you know, your family needs it. Everyone needs, you know, you got to look, think of them, your son, your, when all else fails, go for the family. And just say, you can do this. You can win. You can't, you've got to vote for Vander. So I think in the end, it was a hard one for him. But at least he did vote for Vander.
Yeah. Being here at this final four, did you not even know yet that it was going to be a final two? Like, did you think that going through that final three was it?
I did. So wow. I just needed to get one more person out. Although, you know, we did keep saying, Vanna would say, guys, it could be a final two, or when he was out, you know,
yeah.
It was in it. But I mean, even at tribal council, when Vanna was out, I had like sighed a huge sigh, really going, oh, it's done now. Actually, also, someone, when we were walking back, someone, one of the production guys said, so, yeah, tomorrow, whatever, and that actually stuck in my mind. So, no, but didn't know for sure whether there was still going to be something else, because we just assumed it's the final the next day kind of thing. So it was in the back of my mind, but I still sat there with this huge sigh of relief, hoping that this is it.
Yeah, I saw in your like post, I don't know, it wasn't really Ponderosa, but your like post-season content,
yeah.
that you had thought it was going to be 27 days when you got there instead of 39.
How hectic was that?
How could they not tell you that?
Exactly. And they said, but they told you that you'll need you for like 45 days, that you know. I was like, no, because all the South African ones was 27.
Yeah.
I get seasick as it is. I mean, that just, and then I've got these, they blindfold you and you're sitting there going, holy moly, what? I mean, my family all counted and I'll be back on like the 12th of February or 15th of February or whatever. No, it was horrible, but that's my own ignorance. So I've got to go with that. Oh, my word.
Well, you do get to this final three. Did you think that you had any chance with Jean or Tom taking you to a final two if they were to win that challenge?
In the back of my reality, no. In the back of my mind, I did play, you know, chat with them quite a bit on the day. But I think that the jury was definitely very pro me. And I remember Jean saying, I'm going to hear how they react to you tonight. And I said something and they all laughed. And so I kind of like knew like, that.
Why do you have to be so funny?
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of, I mean, I'm not arrogant at all, but I think they did the right thing, if you know what I mean. I kind of knew that they weren't going to choose me just because of the jury. Whether they were confident enough to state their case or whatever, I think with that jury, which is a little bit crazy, you weren't sure whether they were going to go likable or heart, or were they going to go strategic, or who deserves to win. So yeah, it was a difficult one.
So you said you would have taken out Palesa if you had to take out a juror. Do you think that she wouldn't have respected your game? Because she seems like, I thought maybe it could have been like game, respect, game. But do you feel like that relationship was just so bad from what it was that she wouldn't have voted for you?
I mean, when I saw it Ponderosa, I realized that she is the most divinest girl, in the sense of that she probably wouldn't have voted for me. But it was like Jean saw Werner. You know, you just think at the moment, who's the guy or who's the girl that you just didn't get along. You don't even think, have they seen you now? Have they watched you? Do they know what's going on? You just go with what your heart tells you at that stage. So yeah. I think I would have definitely gone for her.
Yeah. And then if you'd won the challenge, who would you have taken to sit next to you at that final three?
Definitely Jean.
Right. That makes sense. Obviously, you end up voting for Tom, so you saw him as a bigger jury threat.
Yeah. And he did more. I mean, I think I respected him going to Werner and getting, I mean, it's also for his own goodwill, but to go and tell and actually put two and two together and get Katinka out, you know, I mean, I definitely think he definitely did more than John did, put it that way.
Right. So you had the rare opportunity to get voted out and then go sit straight on the jury bench for this juror removal.
Yeah. So if I had to go, that was perfect for me, if you know what I mean. Like, because I got to be there. I pretty much did everything that I wanted to do. I just didn't get any idols or win anything or whatever, but that's besides the point. But I got the honor. But I got, I went to sit there. I went back with them. It was divine to see everyone. Because remember, we only saw people now, like, 6 months later. So it was just nice to bond with everyone on the night. So I love the fact that I had that one night, obviously looking at the positive. Would have loved to have been there, but I mean it was I went straight there. The when they snuff your torch,
yeah.
it is the most surreal feeling in the whole world. I can't ever explain it. It felt like I was floating. it's just so unreal, but real, and it's done. And so, yeah, I think as a survivor, having that feeling is part of the whole experience, because it's very strange and very amazing in the same breath.
Yeah. And did you ever worry that you might have been also taken off the jury at that point? Because I said Jean, I mean, and also especially talking the way you're talking now, I honestly think Jean should have taken you off the jury.
I know. Yeah, so that was also working hard. So I felt actually really bad, because we just did a post interview now, and the person said to me that did the interview, Jean was convinced that you were going to vote for her, because I did kind of intimate that so she doesn't take me off the jury.
So
I did kind of boosted her to so, because I did think she could. So I was very relieved when I wasn't taken off, and so I went with Evadne as well. But so that I felt really quite guilty when she actually did really think I was going to vote for her, but it was actually just to get onto the jury.
Right. And then, so you've spoken a bit about why you voted for Tom over Jean. When you walked into Tribal, was your vote open at all? Like, based on what they said, or were you quite locked into what Tom, you know, voting for him?
No. I was very looking forward to hearing Jean argue, because she's brilliant. She's really good. I mean, the things make sense. When she sat on the tribal council the one night and said, you know what, being on the bus or getting tagged along is also strategic, or, you know, it a lot of people actually, they thought, oh, okay, so maybe she is playing a game. So I mean, we all know who did more things, but if she really didn't go so much on that luck thing, and actually just, you know, I mean, she still mentally won those two challenges. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And I was hoping to get more from her, and we just didn't. So I did go with an open mind. I did want to see how they were going to put themselves forward. And Tom definitely won that one, fortunately and unfortunately for Jean.
Yeah. And did you have a sense coming out of Tribal that he had won?
Yeah, I definitely never ever thought that Palesa and Sharnay would vote for him.
Okay.
I just thought that was too deep seated, that hate. I thought Vusi wouldn't vote for him, but I did think that Tony, PK, myself, and Katinka would vote for Tom.
Even PK? They had so many fights.
I think that he pushed for Jean all the time to get her off. I think that came from back, like Melissa and I think that came from day one, that she irritated him. So again, it was you would have, the way he spoke about her was that she would go. You know, he wants her to go. He didn't think that she deserved that. I mean, that was the funniest quote when he said, so are trees strategic when they just stand there, you know, like in the wind?
Yeah.
Like, it was hilarious. I definitely thought that he would go for Tom in the end, which he did.
Yeah. Well, you get off this 39-day season in the end. Come back, you know, the season plays out. What was it like watching it back? You know, you've talked about some of the frustrations and some of it not being shown, but the overall experience, what was that like?
Yeah, no, it was incredible. Look, it was amazing to be part of such an incredible production. I mean, compared to the previous season, which was 4 or 5 years ago, this is a different ballgame.
Yeah.
I felt so proud to be part of something. And I know you also mentioned it a lot, many times, how you felt how amazing this whole production and everything has been. I mean, just watching myself on TV is surreal. I mean, I have little ways I pull my face, which I'm trying to now practice in the mirror, never ever to do, because it's just like the strangest thing. But you never see yourself stressed. It's a horrible feeling to see like fear in one's eyes. It was surreal, but in the same breath, amazing. Like, I wouldn't swap it for the world. I'll never do it again.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
not yet. But I do believe that if I had to do it again, I would be so dangerous, because now I know everything, and mentally and physically, I know what is expected and all that. So, yeah, it's like having children. You've got to have a second one to appreciate the first one, kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think, don't close yourself off to it. You know, you might want to come back in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
All stars.
Yeah. Maybe just give me just a little break. I mean, I still, my toenail ripped off there. That's still growing back. I've still got no feeling in my right hand side from sleeping on the bamboo with nerve damage. I mean, I'd need to still recover a little bit. Yeah. I think then maybe we'll relook at it.
And what's the reception been like? Because I don't really even have a sense of, obviously being in Australia, I don't really know what it's been like in South Africa. So what's the reception been like to your character in particular?
No, it's massive. Look, I appeal to a very different market. So, or not different market, but I mean, my friends have never watched Survivor ever. They're all hooked now. So it's more like an older generation. My biggest fans are like all the kids in my kids' schools. So their parents are watching now. So it's been amazing. I mean, it is really like I go to the shops, I get stopped. It's photos. I get children screaming when they see me. It's all really funny, but it's, and I know it doesn't last long, so I'm loving it at the moment. It's all fun and games and but very, very, very humbled to have experienced something like that because it was phenomenal.
Yeah, well, definitely a very positive reception from the international fan community as well. So unless you have any other, funny stories or anything that you want to offer us, we have some questions from the listeners that I'd love to get your take on as well.
No, let's hear what they have to say. Maybe that I'll think of something.
Actually, this one's not that fun. Max Soberman says, what vote out was the hardest for you? So that's not a funny story. That's more emotional.
For me, for someone that left.
Yeah. For you voting someone out. Yeah.
I think Sharnay's one was horrible. I also because I had plans for her and I knew I could work with her and I trusted her. And the way she left was also horrible. Well, actually saying that was more emotional, but I felt really bad for Neil. That was just unfair, but personally I think Sharnay was the worst for me.
Yeah. And then he also asked, what do you believe was the biggest move in your game? What was the move that you would have taken to Final Tribal Council to proclaim to the jury?
You see, that is why it's the game I played wasn't visual. It wasn't something that you can say, and that's why I say if I go back, I'll be much more sneakier. But I didn't make any big moves in the sense of like voting this and that. But I strategically was in everyone's head all the time with what I felt needed to happen. Mm-hmm. So I also felt that when I had to sit, because I thought about that a lot and have to explain to the jury why I feel that I was the best player, it was a difficult one because I actually manipulated all of them in a way in their heads, and no one wants to admit that.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one that.
Yeah, but I think honestly, with the jury, you would have been fine. I think a lot of the time as well, it's just like who they respect more, who they like more, and I think that you would have had a pretty good shot. Which I don't know if that's worse to hear or better to hear. Knowing you came as close as you
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So close. Our own Nick Ayadanza asks, can you teach me how to make that delicious stock out of literally nothing?
It was so frustrating being a chef and having to not work with much. It was that coconut water, which helped, a little bit of water. And then we got the spices, which was amazing. I think I burnt everyone's stomachs to shreds with all the chili and the garlic and whatever. But I promise you, I'm so sure that all those things, I wasn't sick once. I didn't have a sniffle. I'm sure though all that helped. I actually had to do that whole dish again for a little chat to a food group that I'm part of. And it wasn't as nice as that day. So I think it just looked amazing because there was nothing else. But thank you for that. I'm going to claim that.
Well, I have to take some umbrage because Tony at the reunion is like, maybe Vern and I should go on My Kitchen Rules. And my boyfriend turned to me and was like, surely she'd want to take Annalise on that show instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, if anyone's going on My Kitchen Rules from this past, it's going to be you.
It's going to be me. I'd love to be what's the guys that judge it. I'd like to be a judge.
Yeah, I've never watched My Kitchen Rules. Is it for professionals or amateurs? I actually don't know.
No, it's for amateurs.
Oh, okay. Well, then
you won't be allowed to, but I mean, I would love to, but that would definitely be amazing to be part of that show anyway.
Which one is for professionals? MasterChef? I don't watch any of these cooking shows, so I don't know which one you should be going on.
Either of them. So there's a MasterChef professional if but it's normally just not novice. It's not any, you're not allowed to be a chef worth studying to be part of any of those.
I'm showing my naivete with the cooking shows. I spent all my time watching International Survivors, so that's all that my brain has space for.
I'll help you with the cooking shows. You help me with Survivor. Next time we go in as a team, we'll win everything.
Okay. Amazing. Okay, well, last question that I have. Valerie Henderson Fratiani says, how did you keep such a positive attitude throughout the whole show, despite sometimes being on the bottom? What lessons in your life contributed to your ability to do so? Because I think everyone was just so impressed that even when you were in these near-death tribal experiences, you had the smile on your face, you had this like positive energy. And honestly, I'm not nearly as positive as you in my day-to-day life when I'm getting, you know, 8 hours of sleep a night. So how were you so positive?
You know, I do believe every day needs to be a great day. So I really do. I mean, I hate negativity. So, but I promise you, in my business, as a chef, I cater sometimes for 2,000 people. And 5 minutes before the food needs to go out, our oven breaks or power goes out or whatever, I have the client running in and go, Annalise, is everything okay in the kitchen? And I just have to put on the biggest, calm smile and go, everything is perfect. Go inside, have a glass of champagne. We'll see you now. So I think my whole life, I've been in business for 20 years. I've just learned to, when something really goes bad, it's my coping mechanism, I smile. So it's when I'm happy. I think it's when I'm sad. I was going to say that, but Nico cut me short. I think it's really a coping mechanism in the sense that if all else fails, smile, because you'll get through it. And but I do. I mean, my kids get so angry with me because they go, oh, Mom, it is actually bad. So let's deal with it. And I'm like, no, how bad can it be? We'll find the better in it or whatever. So I think it's just the way that I live my life. It's not put on or anything, but I think it's just experience through 20 years of having to smile when things aren't going that great.
No, it's a great message to take out of the show and to take out of this podcast. But those are all the questions that I have. So thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
Do we have a hashtag for people who have made it this far? I've got a couple of options. Hashtag Tanning Alliance. Hashtag near-death tribal experiences. And also one I really like is hashtag lionessish. Hard to say, but it's a very good word you've come up with.
Thank you. I love all of them. So let's go with those.
We'll do, okay. Hashtag lionessish if you made it to the end of the podcast. Annalise, where can people find you on social media if they want to reach out and tell you, you know, how much they loved your game?
So on Twitter, it's Anna, A-N-N-A. Dot Escoffia, which is a difficult one because it's my business's name. So it's ES for sugar, COFF for Freddie, IER. And then it's, I think Instagram is Annalise.Sainsbury, which is just what it is. Yeah. And Facebook, I think, is also that, or Annalise. I think it's Annalise Sainsbury without the dot.
All right. Okay.
I'm too old for all this technology, so forgive me if I get it wrong.
All right. Well, people can go on, follow you. You guys can follow me, as always, at Shannon Gates. Keep an eye on the International Survivor Wrap-Ups feed and the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed for some more deep dives. We love this cast so much, so Mike and I are just very geared up to talk to this amazing cast, people like you, Annalise. We're having a lot of fun with it. You guys can also look out for me on the Australian Survivor podcast with Nikaya Danza next week. But otherwise, that's all I've got. Annalise, thank you again. I've had the best time talking to you and hearing about your game.
Thank you so much. And please come visit in Cape Town when you're here next. We'll have a reunion.
I'll hit you up next time I'm there. Thank you guys for listening. And thanks to Scott Sapir behind the scenes. We'll see you on the next deep dive. Bye.
Bye.